Welcome, welcome, welcome to another segment of Hot Tea with Coco. Yes, it's 2024, and you have not heard me since 2022. And that's because I have been revamping. A lot of things have been happening, and I have been getting with a lot of people to get in this studio, and I promised you that you will see the face behind the voice. But I will say this, I do appreciate all my listeners and my followers, and you will get Hot Tea with Coco, more laughs, more hot tea, more exclusive interviews. Everything that I have been promised you, it will be this year. So just keep trusting in your girl, keep going with the girl, and I'm giving you the hot tea regardless, period. So let's jump right in, and I want to do a recap before I get into the latest with the greatest. The recap for in January, we did get that exclusive interview with Cat Williams. Cat Williams, I mean, melt the internet down in January as Shannon Sharp, Shay Shay, room or whatnot, Club Shay Shay, I'm sorry. And oh my God, he came from the rooter to the tooter, but I have to respect Cat for his full honesty of what he was saying about selling out in this industry and respecting those men that pretty much don't wear a dress just to get ahead. And when you do look at it, you would think it was funny, like back in the day when Martin was with Shanae. I mean, I tuned in for Martin nonstop, and he gave it to Shanae, and he embodied that character, and that was that. But then you got Wanda with Jamie Foxx, and he was giving in that girl you just didn't want to link up with if you was a guy. And he gave it to us within Living Color. Of course, Eddie Murphy, he always give us characters out this world, different characters, and not just a woman, but he always give different characters, and he has split those screens to where our guy Tyler Perry had to get it from Eddie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy was the first one that split those screens up with different characters. And of course, Tyler Perry grew up off of Eddie Murphy, and now he's mimicked that and took it to another level with Madea. But we have to really look at, like, dang, our men are in dresses, and from what they say, it's a humiliation ritual. And you don't need to, but they do come at you after a while and say, oh my God, you know, wearing this dress, this way. And you, if you turn it down, you know, they'll keep coming at you until you just, you know, don't say it anymore, or don't want to do it anymore. But you take a lower grade pay rate when it comes to that, because you know, if you look at the people that have the dresses on, get paid top dollar. I was just saying. So Cat Williams was unleashing on these comedians, Ricky Smiley. I don't know where he was coming from with the he was supposed to be Mike, Money Mike. But if Ricky Smiley would have been Money Mike, it just wouldn't have been that funny. It was for Cat, period, point blank. What's for you is for you. And Ricky Smiley, the Santa Claus, was for you, period. Whatever, you know, role you go for, and it sells to the script, to the directors, to the writers, and you are embody the character that they wrote and what they envision and what they write, then it comes to life. And if you don't fit the script or what they looking for, you just got to move on to what fits you. But Cat, like I said, he broke the internet with Club Shay Shay, hands down. That interview was funny. He was coming for people, subbing, however, whatever, but it is what it is. Blew that internet. I'm not sure. It was a lot of little things going on in February. I got to think back, but we're going to get to March. And it has been unfolding with the Keefe D, the Tupac scandal. You know, Las Vegas Metro finally wants to arrest somebody, when I feel they should have been arresting dude way back in 96, because the murder happened in y'all state, for one. So I just didn't feel like Las Vegas for that killing to go down in y'all city, in y'all state of Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. I feel like you guys just did not, y'all dropped the ball. Y'all did not do the paperwork, the footwork, what happened there. I don't care if LA came to Vegas. This happened in your town and it did not go soft. It went unsolved. So with that being said, it was leading to a lot of pointing the fingers, where now I feel like Keefe, like, if I'm going down, everybody going down. But, you know, it's gonna unfold who really shot Tupac and who really killed Biggie. We've been wanting to know the people behind the scenes, and we kind of been, you know, kind of saying, okay, the streets talking, this happened and this happened. But let's just put it where it is. You did it and you did it, and you guys need to face the charges. We also found out, you know, DJ, J Master, I think his name is J Master Flash or Jam Master J. That's what his name, Jam Master J. I'm going off of the head, you guys. I'm not looking at no script. I'm not pulling up no Google with the latest and the greatest. This is all high tea, off the rip, what I know, what the streets been talking, what it's been doing. And finally, we caught these killers. And it's your best friend. It's your buddy, your pal, the backstabber. They be right close to you. Be your friend, all up in your face, and set you up. And I heard of some drug deals going bad. So, I do want to send my condolences out to that family for justice. And these people are doing what they're supposed to do, getting the time in there for what you have caused this family. Moving forward with P. Diddy. Puff Daddy. That's what happened in February, I think that was. But Cassie settled out with Puff Daddy because she had filed some court filings in the federal court that Puff Daddy really, 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 you know, the 10 years that they were together, she had went through a lot of abuse from this man, you know, just belittling her. Physical, mental, social, giving her to other men just taking their turns on her. And she finally, like, getting some happiness. She moved on with this guy. He might have just told her, like, hey, you know, he can't get away with this. She got, you know, had her a baby. She, this whole time, you didn't have no kids with this dude. And if they even were even having sex, but that's, you know, to be determined. But you get with this dude and y'all finally have y'all child together. And Puff Daddy didn't want her to come out with, I'm calling him Puff Daddy because we know him by Puff Daddy, Sean, Puffy Combs, P. Diddy, whoever y'all want to refer him as. But he settled out of court for $30 million and gave it to Cassie. And he didn't want to go through none of the legal stuff and just gave her that money out of pocket. But it also leads you to this. You open up a can of worms for everyone to come at you with that. Anything you have done, any mistreatment you have done to any woman, to anybody, they're coming for you because they're like, oh, she get 30 mil, I'm about to get 30 mil or more. So you shouldn't have done that at all. And we all said that without being saying. And the other hot tea was that surfacing some Diddy parties and that our Bishop T.D. Jakes was in attendance. And that was all unfolded in February. I think it was the February, January. Yeah, the beginning of the year. And now these photos. Now he went to the party. But somehow it's like, what are you doing at a Diddy party? Because you're not counseling him. You're not counseling a man. You're not giving him any word from the Lord at this party with your hands in the air and with a a palm tree shirt, and you got your hands in the air, and you're supposed to be a minister, a voice of the Lord, and it just doesn't look good when you cannot put your foot in the world and have your foot in the house of God, and you are full leadership. Full leadership. You have people under your umbrella, and you have to lead the sheep. And it doesn't look good when you're there. And the way how people describe these parties, they're very freaky. TD, you shouldn't have been there at all. It goes down at Diddy parties, okay? I could tell you that can go down. I ain't even been to one, okay? It goes down at Diddy parties. So you shouldn't have been there. And it's just all coming down on his head. A girl named Celeste that has been on the internet, she has YouTube pages, TikTok, called The Master's Voice, and she is a prophet, and she has been prophesying from 2020, 2022, way before this has hit the fan, and she prophesied that God is not pleased with this, that TD Jakes is going on, and a lot of Hollywood people, we want to say Beyonce, been prophesied that God is not pleased, that she's a full-on blown witch, and a true prophet. Your prophecy, if God it picks you as a true prophet, it will come to pass. So right now, we're seeing it all unfolding. And what I could personally say as a spiritual person, this is the season of exposure. God is exposing a lot of things, a lot of things, a lot of things. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Moving on. P. Diddy. Now, I don't know who he has ticked off, pissed off. But P. Diddy got a lot of money. We do know that. He has a lot of money. And for all of this to go on, and it's unfolding, he has pissed off some big top dogs. I heard streets saying maybe it was from the alleged lawsuit of a liquor company. And whoever owned that liquor company, I'm not sure. But I don't know. They're the people, the masses, the whatever is only going to cover them for so long. They're going to put you back down a peg or two. And I'm just saying, so whatever P. Diddy has done is coming down, and they're not protecting him any longer. This is why I say, black folks, stop trying to, you know, keep true to yourself. That's what I want to say. True to yourself. Don't sell yourself out to get money, you know, because when it's all said and done, who are you going to really have? So they have raided P. Diddy house yesterday. The Federalis, Homeland Security. I mean, boot people on boots, tactical gear, went to P. Diddy's home in California and in Miami, had his sons in handcuffs, and P. Diddy is on a jet out of the country right before the raid. Do we know if he actually knew they were going to raid? Did he get a tip off? Because I'm confused. If your sons are not under arrest, but being detained, this is very embarrassing for the family. You're yet not there. You're not present at either home. I don't see Granny there, the one with the blonde hair. I don't see her nowhere. I just didn't see nobody on these news while these people was being, your grandsons, your sons, is being detained like this. And it, sometimes it's not a phone call to see what's going on. It's for you to be there, not on your private jet going out the country. Where are you hiding, bro? Like, we want to really know what the hell is going on. They said it's some alleged sex trafficking or whatever going on. I don't know. It's deeper than some sex trafficking. Because who is he sex trafficking with? Like, what sex is going on that's getting trafficked? Like, it's more to this than some sex trafficking. I just, I just feel like it's just more to some sex trafficking. Like, for real. It's more to that. But it's going to unfold. That's for sure. It's all going to come down on his head. Because guess what? It's the season of exposure. It's the season of exposure. Just like R. Kelly. They couldn't keep him under wrap too long. Your freakiness, your pridefulness, you can't always use your music career and bringing on women and doing them any old kind of way with your sick, freaky stuff. We all grew up on R. Kelly and his music. And we all have made some children and bumped and grind on his music. But that does not take away the fact of how he treated these women and these children. Because right under our nose in the 90s, he was in a whole marriage with Aaliyah. And we just looking. We just peeping it out. And if he was on social media, just like. But back then, they didn't have no social media. So we just saw it on videos and was like, you know, they dressing alike. This girl's 15 years old. And you a whole grown 28-year-old man. It is something wrong with this picture. They said that the mother signed off on the wedding, on the marriage, or not. I'm not sure who's to say. But it still isn't right for him to do it. Period. I mean, but in some countries, it's lawful to marry a minor if the parents sign off on it. And in some states, so. I know my 15-year-old daughter ain't about to be marrying a 28-year-old brother. Or nobody under the sun grown like that. And taking and having sex with her. Period. That's not happening. But everybody is different. Whatever floats your boat. However, whatever. But I know I'm just standing on those grounds alone. Back with Diddy. Diddy, like I'm saying, they're not covering him just like they didn't cover R. Kelly. At some point, it rains on your head. You getting too big. You getting too prideful. You getting too puffy. You puff yourself up and it's all coming down. You can't do your dirt. And they're going to bring you and they're going to drag you down right along with T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes coming down too. And whoever else in this industry needs to come down. It's all coming down and it's unfolding. Now, if I'm not saying his real name right, please forgive me. Vladimir Putin, the Russian president, he has did a conference the other day, and he opened the vault of what has been closed for many, many years of things from Europe, and people have been trying to keep away from the black community and only want the black people to not know who we are, because they always want us to remind us that we are slaves. But he has bought some 17th, 16th, 15th century paintings, and from these people that came from that era of what they have encountered of Hebrews and the Jewish community, the real Jews, the real Hebrews, and I'm not no anti-Semitic, so please don't put that on my jacket. I'm just going off of what Putin had opened the vault of a black Jesus. Yes, I said it, a black Jesus. Moses was black, Jesus was black, but we all knew that though. But it's good for confirmation. Yeah, it's good for confirmation. Thank you for telling us that, Putin. Well, we always read, because it says in the Bible that his feet were bronze. What other bronze foot person that is not white? It's us. Period. Hair like wool. I mean, we got the wooliest hair out of everybody. So, I'm confused. We knew it. But thank you for... And they saying it does not matter what color the Messiah is. It does not matter the color. Because we love. I'm a Christian believer. If you don't want to listen to my content, I'm not getting religious. But if you don't like it, you know what to do. And at the end of the day, I'm just giving you the hot tea. And what that do for the black community, I want to see how that unfolds by him opening this vault. That's it. That's all. So, again, P. Diddy got raided. Some drug mule, 50 Cent been my boy 50 Cent. I love some 50. 50 is not finna let this go unfolded, undone. He finna ride the wave of this humiliation. He not finna play with Joe P. Diddy because y'all tried to blackball him and Jay, when he was an upcoming rapper, and y'all tried to talk down on his man. But Eminem came through and listened to his music and gave it to Dre for the West Coast. That he will always say that. And y'all tried to play him. So he could care less what's going to happen to you. You feel me? So some drug mule that was doping everybody up, or he's tied into this Diddy. They didn't arrest him. So like I said, it's just off and unfold. And we y'all just keep on staying tuned to the TikToks, to the media, to me, to the hot tea. Y'all going to get everything y'all need and more. So I am here. I am back at 100%. Thank you for listening to Hot Tea with Coco. And I will be at you with more hot tea in a few. And I thank you for my listeners. I love you guys. I love you, love you, love you. Peace.